A reminder from the NAACP. Don't be fooled. Elections matter. Vote.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News has obtained a Department of Homeland Security bulletin that warns domestic and foreign terrorists may be targeting the nation's energy infrastructure. Details on that from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The energy grid is a vulnerable and expansive U.S. critical infrastructure sector that is easy to target. There are a range of threats that are listed in this bulletin, including cyber criminals with ransomware attacks and state actors. But most notably, domestic violent extremists are the most prevalent physical threat actors targeting energy electrical substations. They're sharing tactics online.
A major university in New York City is bowing to demands from the Trump administration. More on that from CBS News New York reporter Derek Waller.
Columbia's interim president, Katrina Armstrong, issued a campus-wide letter announcing changes that closely mirror demands made in this March 13th letter from the Trump administration. The federal government demanded the university place the Department of Middle East, South Asian, and African Studies under academic receivership. They also called for a mask ban and for Columbia to empower internal law enforcement.
The administration had threatened to withhold $400 million in federal grants and funds. A two-time former heavyweight boxing champ who turned a crushing defeat into victory that transcended boxing has died.
Foreman wrested the heavyweight championship away from Joe Frazier in the 1973 upset, only to lose it in 1974 in Zaire to Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle.
I thought my life was over, because when you lose a championship, it's not like you lost a title. You lose yourself, because it's like you're not a man anymore.
He went through 2 years of the deepest depression.
Writer and boxing fan Norman Mailer.
He almost didn't come out of it.
But he did come out of it, a different man, and reclaimed the title 20 years later at age 45.
Second time around, I was so happy about so many things. It made for a better athlete.
Family man, preacher, entrepreneur. George Foreman was 76. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Friday was the last day on the job for employees of the U.S.-funded Radio Free Asia, created after the 1989 Tiananmen massacre in Beijing. CBS's Margaret Brennan spoke with RFA President Bei Fang.
Congress created us with an eye to giving people in China and other authoritarian countries around Asia the ability to have free press.
So bringing free speech to places where free speech is prohibited.
Exactly.
At least 8 RFA journalists could be forced to leave the U.S. if they lose their work visas. London's busy Heathrow Airport is now fully operational after a nearby fire shut it down.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's Wisconsin against the Brigham Young Cougars. Tonight in the NCAA basketball tournament, Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked what team in the Big Ten reminds him of BYU.
Ourselves, for one. Illinois, a little bit. Illinois shoots a lot of threes. I think BYU may have even more shooters than Illinois. Obviously, for any team that's playing right now is really good.
The tip-off at 6:25. Marquette's season is over. The Golden Eagles lost to New Mexico by 9, 75-66. Head coach Shaka Smart on letting the game slip away.
When we took the lead in the second half, we could really feel a level of momentum. We weren't able to win that next swing minute, and just some mistakes that cost us on both ends of the floor.
In hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team skated to a 6-2 win over Minnesota last night. They'll face Ohio State tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock for the national championship in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend. A bit of a different finish, though. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the upper 20s. Becoming breezy on Sunday with rain developing, possibly mixed with some snow in the morning. High temperatures in the upper 40s. It's 35 at our studios.
WRJN. that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Sugar pie, honey bunch. You know that I love you. I can't help myself. I love you.
In and out my life.
In and out my life.
Come
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's right here at WRJN. You know everybody in Racine? Yep, we're holding our breath. First time in 60 years. Been a long time. First time in 60 years, the Racine Park Panthers are going to play tonight for the state championship in Madison. And it should be a fantastic game. Make sure that you're listening, okay? You can listen here at WRJN, or you can also listen to WRJN.com, and you'll hear the game on there, too. 6 p.m. tip-off at 6:30, and I'm sorry, the game 6 p.m., the tip-off 6:35 here at WRJN. The Civic Media app or online at WRJN.com, you'll be able to catch that historic game tonight.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesdays Monday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Park Panthers boys basketball team is in the state finals for the first time in 65 years, and Lee's Deli is joining the excitement. This weekend only, score $3 off any extra large sub sandwich as you cheer on the Panthers. Whether you order the Godfather, the Standard, the Gobbler, or the Hen House, Lee's Deli has your game day cravings covered. Swing by the shop on Washington Avenue to fuel up during this sports-filled weekend. $3 off extra large subs only through Sunday. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine and the Park Panthers, one meal at a time.
Ooh-ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Jump for joy. Jumping kings and making haste, just ate my cup of meat.
pigeons gonna run to him. Come. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN. Bring a friend along with you. What the heck? Why not? Blue Christie, Lightning Strikes. It's Rick Johnson with your Saturday morning soundtrack. Thank you for coming along. Going to be a great sports tonight for high school basketball. That's right. Last night, Park beat Cedarburg. That was a real close game, but what a great game. 65-63. So, of course, Park is going to advance to the state finals tonight in Madison, and we'll have more information for you a little bit later on that. Like I say, you just heard Lou Christie, Lightning Strikes. Don't think there's going to be any lightning in the near future. Let's check it out.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend. A bit of a different finish, though. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the upper 20s. Becoming breezy on Sunday with rain developing, possibly mixed with some snow in the morning. High temperatures in the upper 40s. It's 35 at our studios.
WRJN.
Queens hustlers. The Bowery got hit bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker here, bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country house. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know, you don't tug on Superman's cape. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Big Jim found out that's not what you're supposed to do. Hey, check out Don Rosen, okay, Monday morning. We got some more great contest fun coming up next week at WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling. Feeling fine. Don't let
is brown. You've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sound of silence.
and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the will of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
W-R-J-N.
I remember when rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun. Skimming stuff.
a billion seller or something like that. Crocodile Rock, Elton John at WRJN with Rick Johnson. And this is your Saturday morning soundtrack. 34 degrees under partly cloudy skies here at Radio Park. And I also want to ask you a question here. Have you checked out Dan Marcus yet? If you haven't, you're missing a lot of cool stuff. He has a lot of great guests and things like that. And he also pulls out some of them great timeless hits you haven't heard in a long time. Dan, how about the Pipkins? I'd love to hear that. Anyway, Dan Marcus is here every day from 9 until 2, and he has a deep passion for all these timeless hits as much as we all do. We enjoy bringing them to you. So be sure and check them out. And you can also find out some interesting details about the 60s and 70s biggest stars on his Wax Museum podcast. Dan Marcus with a K, waxmuseum.com. Check him out. You're going to have a lot of fun listening to all this.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Oh,
next hour, I've got the WRJN Capsule Countdown. And this time around, it's going to be from 1973. And the song that we're going to play out of there is a great song. I'm sure you're going to love it. Make sure you're here at 8:30 for the Capsule Countdown.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
something I want you to do, especially for me. Dedicated to the one I love.
Before got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Christopher Cruz. London's Heathrow Airport, one of the world's busiest, is now fully operational, according to officials there. The airport was without power for most of Friday, causing cancellations and chaos. CBS's Lee Kinnery is at Heathrow.
Europe's busiest tarmacs are back in business.
Flames are getting higher.
After the spectacular fire at an electrical substation nearby Thursday night caused a power cut to Heathrow Airport and over 16,000 homes in the area. The transport hub shut down for over 16 hours. The ripple effect immediate and global.
President Trump continues to attack a federal judge. CBS's Nicole Skanga is traveling with the president in New Jersey.
Presiding over the landmark case, federal judge James Boasberg. In court yesterday, the federal judge rebuked the administration for ignoring his order to turn the planes around 1 week ago, mid-flight, until he could review their cases, and accused Deputy Assistant Attorney